99.7 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com are featuring all that's best from the King of Instruments. This is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
Welcome to one of our occasional special editions of Community Keyboards and my special guest, Mr. Yamaha Glyn Madden. Well, Glyn appeared a couple of weeks ago as guest of the Cheadle Organ Society, and it occurred that we were long overdue for a catch-up conversation. So let's turn the clock back to the early 1980s as Glyn plays I Write the Songs on the then flagship D85 Electone organ. Thinking, which is a rarity for me, that it's probably about if we say four decades, it sounds positively ancient. If we say 40 years, slightly less so, that I met my guest who joins me on the programme, Glyn Madden. Hello, young sir.
Well, hello, Ian. Good to be with you again. And we're both still here.
Good to be still alive.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yes, so it's good to see you. You're looking no different to when we did first meet. 1980-something, plinkety-plonk.
Yes, you old flattery, you. Yes, yes. I don't believe a word of that. It'd be early 80s, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Because it was when the D85 had just come out, and we'd be around in this area. And, yeah, I had a thick mop of hair, which a hairdresser once told me, you'll always have that. How wrong she was.
See you in court then, Mrs. Hairdresser.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, those days, Glyn, were, and we often talk about this through rose-tinted glasses, don't we? You know, they were the days when people used to sort of turn out in the hundreds, if not thousands, to music events because the organ, as it was then, was its heyday, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it had a history and it had a tradition that it had built, obviously, on the popularity of the theatre organs and things like that. And the people that enjoyed that were all still around. Now we've got a different audience. It's interesting. I like to find out who's in the audience that actually plays these days, because I'm finding more and more we're getting a listening audience rather than a playing audience.
You see, that's interesting, because I would have thought that, you know, with particularly modern instruments, you know, like you're playing Genos tonight, that those keyboards are so widely available to Mr. and Mrs. Public.
Yeah, they are. But there are very few shops on the high street, so you don't come across them so much by accident. Having said that, the instruments are probably far better. Well, they are far, far better than they've ever been in terms of sound. But the beauty of the, the thing that captured everybody in the old days was the, as I say, it was a nostalgia for what they'd grown up loving.
Do you agree with me that obviously back in those halcyon days when the likes of the big Yamaha console wooden beasts that used to take six strong men and true to lift them on a stage and set them up, they were almost sort of off the back of that theatre organ type generation, albeit with instrumental and orchestral, early orchestral sounds.
Very, very much so.
And it was a transition, as you say, from the old days to the electronic era.
I remember doing a show fairly early on and being berated by somebody at the end of it because they said, it's not an organ. You didn't play anything that sounded like an organ. Which was true, you know, I mean, it was true. And companies like Yamaha that I was playing for, they were actively looking to push the instrument that way. Things were moving to an orchestral sound rather than an organ sound. And they were actively pushing that. And a lot of people didn't like it. But I did a show a few months ago at my local organ club, and I took along a Nord.
Ah, yes.
The Nord C organ. Just drawbars. I mean, it plays like a Hammond. It sounds just like a Hammond. And at the interval, somebody came up and said, oh, she said, I really enjoy the music that you're playing, but I need to hear something else. It's just all the same sound all the time.
You can't win, can you?
Well, it just shows how things are changing, how they've changed. I mean, it has changed. And I don't think that the organ sound per se is the driving force behind it now. I'm not quite sure what is. And that's where I start to have reservations about what we've done and where we're going.
So hindsight's a wonderful thing, is it, for Mr. Madden? Is this what you're really saying? Are you kind of intimating by that, Glyn, that there have been some things that you've liked, some things that you've less liked on this musical journey through time, as it were?
No, I've enjoyed all of it. I've been fully behind, I think, virtually every step of the way. I mean, I remember, like so many of my generation, I remember listening to people like Brian Sharp and the guys like him who were starting to introduce the orchestral sound into and wanting to do that and wanting to be able to create those sounds from what keyboard I was playing. We'll be right back.
Am I right in saying that your journey into keyboard music was not necessarily an accident, but did I read somewhere that you wanted to be in the Royal Band of the Royal Marines at one point in the dim and distant past?
Yeah, I actually went for an interview.
You did?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was we had a school thing just before I left school. We had a concert at Sheffield City Hall, which was by the Marine Band. And it didn't only include the band, it included the guy playing the organ with a combo. Now you see where I'm coming from.
Got it.
And I thought, well, I can play drums. Well, I could in military-style drums in those days. Boys Brigade, you know.
Yeah.
So I could play the drums, and I was learning to play the organ. The organ was obviously then becoming my sort of first love. And I thought, oh, this is made for me. And I was absolutely blown away by the band, as most people are when they hear a band that quality. So that was followed up by a visit from the Marines careers officer to the school. And so I got sort of entangled in that for a bit. It didn't last because I couldn't imagine myself going to war with anybody or...
getting yourself shot or
no, I didn't fancy that. I mean, there's some bad things can happen at organ demonstrations, but, you know, you don't usually end up shot. I voted for the safer option, and at about the same time, the local music shop in Sheffield Town, they offered me a job. So and it was demonstrating the organs, which was my sort of dream then.
I was going to say, was that a young man's dream to get into? Because it was very much kind of show business, wasn't it?
I don't know that I thought about it like that. The thing was that the first time I saw somebody play organ was a Hammond demonstrator, and I was sat in with the audience. It was one of these agricultural type shows. We were all in a marquee in the middle of the evening, you know, and it was beautiful. And I can smell the place when I think about it, you know. I can smell all the straw that they put down and all that. But this guy, he was doing a demonstration on a Hammond organ, and I thought, this is absolutely fantastic. And I'd be about 13 then, and so that's what I set my sights on. Of course, all my friends, they were all putting the sights on being in a rock band and doing stuff like that, but I never thought about it as show business. I just thought about it as playing the organ in front of an audience. That seemed like a good thing at the time.
You're listening to Community Keyboards on Oldham Community Radio 99.7 FM
with Ian Wolstenholm.
And I suppose, again, if we move through the decades, it's a bit like Last of the Summer Wildling. We mustn't descend into melancholy and memory, but maybe we should. Obviously, you remain true and loyal to Yamaha throughout your career and still do to this day with the Yamaha Club. I know you're going to take a little bit of a sidestep with that in due course, but out of all those instruments and places and times that you've enjoyed being at the kind of spearhead front of, have you got any highlights? What's the all-time favourite Glyn Madden Yamaha moment?
Oh, Lord. I that's a shocking question to ask me.
Well, you know me, don't you?
Yeah. obviously, I think broadcasting live from the tower.
Oh yes,
was a good one. I think getting signed up for Grosvenor Records was a good one. I've enjoyed an awful lot of the shows that I've done, but I can't honestly say I can remember instruments.
Yeah,
I mean I remember when the F series Yamahas came out, and they were phenomenal. That was actually local here when they launched it at the Withenshaw Forum. And then I remember when the HX came out, and the H series, which again took the whole... There were certain stages where the whole sort of sound and everything just changed in a massive way. And they're the moments I think that I remember more than anything. And I remember more other people's performances than I do my own. I remember listening to Max Takano for the first time. I remember listening to Georges Fleury in Germany for the first time. I remember listening to H. Oliveira when he was playing Yamaha and working with them all, you know. I mean, and they're the things that are the highlights.
We're conscious of time. The audience is coming in to Cheadle Organ Society, and you have to get your makeup on.
Oh yes,
you know, a little light rouge for me, a little polyfiller for you, as it would maybe these days.
I've got a little pink off the shoulder number for tonight.
Really? Okay. And she'll be along at 9 o'clock. I suppose, obviously, the instruments, if nothing else, have got lighter.
Yes,
haven't they? Is that a godsend as you?
Yes,
progressing
it
years.
Well, it really is, Ian.
in a polite way.
There's no two ways about it. If it wasn't for the fact that this is a keyboard and I can actually cart it about easily, I wouldn't be doing this now. I might, if I was still being invited to play anywhere, I might go where the instrument was provided or something like that. But no, I wouldn't be hawking any size instrument around. I mean, no, this is just great.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about at the beginning, I mean, the speakers, when you think what we used to drag around, and yeah, they're phenomenal. They really are.
I'm not sure, you either love it or you hate it. I heard an organist a long time ago. When Klaus Ulrich first came to Britain, which would have been about 1973, 74, something like that, there was another guy from Germany who was, or Swiss, who was absolutely brilliant, and I rated him just every bit as much as I did Klaus. His name I've forgotten. Kurt Prina. Well, anyway, he did an album of classical music played in the James Last Classics Up to Date type of style. Bearing in mind that it wasn't orchestral sounds that like this that we've got, not band sounds. It was all pure organ, and he made this absolutely superb record. And on it was a piece of music that I didn't realise how it actually was supposed to go. He plays it as a jazz bossa sort of feel. Originally, it's a sort of flowing thing, which is written by a guy called Smetana, who was quite popular some back time. And he wrote this thing called the Moldo, and which is a river, and it captures it all flowing along. Well, I have to say that Kurt Prina's version didn't capture the flowing of the river. It kind of hit the river, bouncing like a stone. Well, my version's based on that, so it can go either way, can this? But it's a great tune for playing this like that. Not like that, like that.
You're listening to Community Keyboards on Oldham Community Radio 99.7 FM with Ian Wolstenholm.
the Yamaha Club, you've always been a big advocate of sharing music and knowledge and hints and tips and techniques with people who are prepared to listen and read. But as we said, you are going to take things a little easier, Glyn. What's the kind of mission and motive behind that?
Basically, I split from my ex about 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago. And she used to work in doing the admin for the club. And since then, it's got harder and harder to cope. I'm generally now spending about 10 hours a day at it, in front of a computer. And I've decided I just can't keep that up. I've loved doing the club, but there's a time for everything. I'm starting to feel like a dinosaur, because the young kids that are coming up with the technology, they I don't even understand what they're talking about, let alone what they're doing with it. So yeah, there's a time. I'm closing the magazine down. I'm hoping that gives me a bit more time to play. I'm going to start a newsletter, free to all who want it, doing the sort of thing that I did in the magazine, but on a much cut down level, and that'll keep me an interest. It might also bring a few quid in to sort of supplement the pension, you never know. I've got my bus pass now.
No.
Yes, I really? Had. I had.
A few years ahead of me, you say, only a few.
I had my 66th birthday last week.
Oh, and happy return.
Well, thank you very much. And the first thing I did was to send for a bus pass.
You old.
It's fantastic. I'm so proud of it. It's great. Yeah.
It's lovely to catch up, Glyn. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah,
again, the saving grace, you'll notice that we've had this little chat outside of the dressing room, because the very first time we got locked in at a civic hall near to where I lived, and
we
never forget that. Thank goodness you were smoking with a cigarette lighter handy.
Another highlight of my life.
Oh yes, definitely not one of mine. Lovely to chat, Glyn.
Cheers, Ian.
And we'll catch up again very, very soon.
Yeah, thanks. Take care.
Okay, Glyn, what about the future now? Because we seem to have come to a point where technology has reached its peak, I would think. What do you think is going to be in the pipeline over there in Japan?
I'd hate to say, do you know? Yeah. I've seen so much in this industry in the last few years. The D85, of course, came out 4 years ago, just around about 4 years ago. And at that time, I just joined the company, and the D85 seemed like the end of the earth. It was superb. Everybody said, these sounds are brilliant. Where can we go from here? And we all believed that this must be it. Then, of course, they bring out the digital things, and we find that it was nowhere near it. We're now in a completely different world again. I don't know where it's going to go. I sincerely hope that it will go onwards in the way that it is doing at the moment. Musically, that is. It's hard to explain what I mean. I hope that it doesn't get too automated. The instruments that we have now they're a good balance. There are many organs appearing on the market that play virtually everything for you, bar the melody line. And that, to me, seems awfully sad. Yeah. If you're going to play an instrument, then there's no point in the instrument playing you. You've got to learn something to get any satisfaction. You've got to practice something and achieve something to get any satisfaction. With the instruments that we have now, yes, there are the usual automatic features, but there are no more, no less than we've had before. I hope that it carries on that way and that the improvements that they make will be in sounds, in sound reproduction, in useful features that are useful perhaps both to the amateur and the professional. Features like that, yes, I'm always ready to accept. I hope that they don't go into too much of the automation that takes away from the player. No. That would be sad.
Mm. Well, again, Lincoln, I'm thanking you for our bi-yearly chat, this seems to be, almost, in slightly pleasanter surroundings this time. However, that's another story. Can I, as I say, thank you very much once again. Could I ask you just to select a favourite track off your In Concert, as the title of the LP is? Do you have a favourite, and any particular reason?
It's hard to pick on one track, I suppose. Yes, I think for me, there was one track that was added as an afterthought. It hadn't been planned. I brought it in purely because I'd recorded something that I didn't like, and we'd scrubbed that, and I needed another piece of music. It's a piece of music that I took down from a TV serial about a year or so ago. I intended to use it on the D85, and it wasn't right for that instrument. I only played it about once. For this instrument, it is superb. It features the piano and orchestral side of it. Beautiful thing, the theme tune to the TV series To Serve Them All My Days.
Lynn, thanks very much indeed once again.
Thank you.
And the music you heard on the programme, all performed by Glyn Madden, Tico Tico on the Yamaha HE8 from one of the early Grosvenor CDs, Yesterday and The Way We Were, Music to Drive By and Music to Watch Girls By, played on the Yamaha AR100 organ, CVP Clavinova, Tyros and PSR 9000 keyboards, All That My Heart Can Hold on HE8 Electone with AVS 10 and CVS 10 expanders, CVP Clavinova and SY77 synth, a live recording made at the Cheadle Organ Society of Take the A-Train and Moldo, played on Yamaha Genos keyboard, Happy Music and Downtown on the AR100, Tyros and PSR 9000, and at the end there, you heard my 1984 chat with Glyn as he played a snatch of the theme from Star Wars and To Serve Them All My Days on the Yamaha FX20, and finally coming up to date with Living La Vida Loca on Genos keyboard. Well, I do hope you've enjoyed that musical portrait from across the years with Glyn Madden, and thanks again to everyone at the Cheadle Organ Society, who, let me remind you, meet on the first Monday of each month at the Cheadle Social Club, Ashfield Crescent in Cheadle near Manchester, and the postcode is SK81BQ. Well, another Community Keyboard special coming along soon, and don't forget, in the meantime, there's a whole back catalogue of programmes on our Community Keyboards podcast page. As ever, this is Ian Wolstenholme saying thanks very much for listening, take care, all the best, and bye-bye.